Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jo Krueger, and she is the assistant to the executive director for Deaf Missions, and she's also an editor. So good morning to you, Jo.
Well, good morning, LaVon. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Yes, thank you. And I guess I should mention, Jo, that you live in Griswold.
Yes, I do.
And so I know a lot of people know you from the area, and you've been in the area for a long, long time. But let's what is Deaf Missions? What's the purpose? What are some of the ways that Deaf Mission works?
Well, Deaf Missions was is an organization started by a man named Duane King in 1970 with the purpose of reaching deaf people around the world to know about God and Jesus. And we have three areas that we now work in, creating, teaching, and reaching. One of our major projects is we have been working for a number of years translating the Bible into sign language on DVD. And that's kind of a continuing process. We've finished the New Testament and part of the Old Testament. We also publish a devotion book for deaf people, and I'm the editor of that book. We have many different services offered through our website, on-site training for hearing people who want to work with deaf people, training for deaf people, as well as going out into the community with churches and camps and things like that.
Okay, do you have any sponsors, or how is Deaf Missions funded?
We are totally funded by individuals and churches from around the world. From time to time, we do receive grants, but that's very little percentage of our income.
So you said around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We send some of our products and have associations with deaf people and hearing people from over 90 countries around the world.
Wow. So does that mean you have some folks on staff somewhere, or you have volunteers somewhere that help to translate?
When we do translation, like for our Bible project, sometimes we'll bring in outside people, but we have a staff member whose sole job is right now to work with this, and he also travels to other countries. In fact, he's in Africa right now at a conference where they're working with deaf people from other countries and other sign languages to translate the Bible into their native languages.
Jo, it's almost mind-boggling how far you reach and all the things that you're working on. When did this begin?
1970.
Okay, so you've grown a great deal since then.
Oh, yes. We started from just the basement of our Duane King, the man who founded this organization, from the basement of his house, and to a fairly large building here in Council Bluffs right now.
Okay, and I think that's kind of a neat thing to know, is that Council Bluffs is the home for all of this worldwide activity.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people do you employ?
We have almost 20 people. Some of those are part-time, and about half of them are deaf.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about this Bible translation for the deaf that's on DVDs. Mm-hmm. What's the process for doing that?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the background of it. The reason some people say, well, you know, I know a deaf person and they can read the newspaper printed Bible just really well, except for most deaf people, if sign language is their first language, then English is their second language.
Mm.
And so to see the Bible in their native language, American Sign Language, is much more effective, and they just understand it a lot better. And so what we've done is, like I said, we've completed the New Testament, and that took years.
Yes.
But what they do is they're going from the original Hebrew in the Old Testament and the original Greek text in the New Testament and translating right into sign language instead of taking that intermediary step of translating into English and then into sign language. So they feel this way they will have a better translation, a more pure translation mm-hmm. for deaf people.
Okay, so somebody was doing the sign language, and then they were photographed and,
yes.
and put onto the DVD.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct.
It's awesome to think about how all of that gets done.
Oh, yeah, and we even have it available so you can put it like on an iPod.
Oh, yes.
Or a portable device, so a deaf person can actually take, like, for example, the New Testament to church with them and pull their iPod out and, you know, and find a verse or a section of Scripture and watch it while maybe, you know, a hearing preacher or something is reading it from a printed Bible.
Uh-huh. Talk about creating. I think you folks are really doing that and staying up with the technology. You have to have somebody there on staff who's always looking at the new technology.
Oh, definitely. We have a great tech guy. He just knows, well, far more than I know about those things. And I think we kind of base that back to the man, Dwayne King, who started this organization, because he's always felt it was very important to keep up with those things. And technology has advanced the world of deaf people mm-hmm. so much, because now, before they couldn't use a phone very well, but now everybody can text.
Mm-hmm.
And so they use all that new technology, you know, to communicate, and we use it to reach them.
Tell us a little more about Dwayne King, the founder.
Well, Dwayne was preaching in Norfolk, Nebraska at a First Christian church there, and he met some deaf people, wanted to bring them to church, started learning sign language, and then he became interested in perhaps reaching out here to the students at Iowa School for the Deaf. And the church in Griswold, Central Church of Christ, was looking for a minister, and he applied for that job and got it. So he started traveling every Sunday and having worship services for the students over here at Iowa School for the Deaf. I was in high school, and I started going with him. And I wasn't really interested in deaf people, but they had a room with a large wooden floor and a grand piano.
Hmm.
And I played the piano for them, and the kids loved it. They couldn't hear it, but they could feel the vibrations on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and they thought it was wonderful. So every Sunday, I would ride over from Griswold to Council Bluffs to do this worship service with Dwayne. And then it was kind of years later that I finally became involved, but that was my first start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, again, it's a very localized kind of setting
mm-hmm.
with local folks, but I think not very many of us know about it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that have even lived in the neighborhood where we are in Council Bluffs, and we've been here, you know, all these years, and I say, I didn't even know you were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Talk a little more about your website. What's the address, and what can we find on the website?
Okay, our website is at www.deafmissions. Make sure you get the S on the end of missions.com. And we have a store where we sell products that we make, and you can order from the website. We also have a section there where you can go online and look up some of the New Testament verses in sign language. The daily devotions that I help edit, that is a printed book, but we also have it available online in sign language. So any day of the week, a person can go to our website and watch the devotion for that day in sign language. We also have information about what's going on in the area, places that our staff members will be traveling, programs that are going on, like our Bible camp for the deaf, or mission trips, international mission trips that we sponsor, and all that information can also be found on our website. We also have what's called Link ASL, which is a sermon series. So maybe a deaf person who is not able to find a church and there were someone signs, they can go every week and watch a different sermon.
Mm-hmm. Joe, that it would seem to me that if there's somebody listening who knows somebody who's deaf and would like to get them a gift, going to your online store would be a great place to go.
That would be great. Or give us a call, and we'd be glad to share information with them and let them know what they can do.
Okay. And another thing you sort of mentioned, and really the reason I found out about this is that you came and gave a talk to a group I belong to, and that's something else that you or someone else on your staff might do?
Oh, we would love to do that. And we also give tours here at our facility in Council Bluffs, and just let us know, you know, a little while ahead of time, and we can plan to have a tour all set up for a large or a small group.
Okay, and what's the address?
21199 Greenview Road.
Okay.
We're about a mile and a half northeast of Iowa School for the Deaf. We're just right, just a mile off of Highway 92,
okay.
So it's really easy to find.
So in addition to contacting you through the website, how else might we contact you?
You can call us here. Our number is 712-322-5493, or each of our staff members. You can also reach through our website and send us an email.
Okay, lots of ways to reach you, and very worthwhile. I think more of us need to know about Deaf Missions and maybe give you a little support. I'm sure in addition to church supporting you, if somebody wanted to give a donation, you'd be really happy about that.
Oh, we would be very happy to receive that, yes.
Well, Joe, it's just, as I say, kind of mind-boggling about all the work you're doing. So I hope a few more folks know about you. And we really appreciate Joe Kruger for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here's a thought. Do not lower the standard because you think someone can't attain it, but set it high and feelings of self-worth will go higher.